Okay, we're set.
Oh, he's Dalid, yeah. Long overdue. Yeah, so he continues speaking over here about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. He begins mitzvah Rishonish and Eschayiv, Ha'udam, Kishnas, Ha'udam, Ben Yid Gimel Shunu. First mitzvah that a person becomes Eschayiv, he becomes by mitzvah 13 years, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. First mitzvah is Kriyas Mishal Arvis. Big shahid in the poiskim, what's the first mitzvah? He becomes chayiv. Obviously, he becomes chayiv in the Havas Hashem. The mitzvah for Haftas Hashem Ali Kechel. The mitzvah that becomes chayiv, you know, it's a Matthias. Becomes chayiv. But the first mitzvah, the poil, the person has to do, the first mitzvah that he writes is Kriyas Mishal Arvis. It's filmed only in the morning. Kriyas Mishal Arvis is the first mitzvah that he writes, the person that a person. Bar mitzvah becomes a schaif. And loy b'chdi adover. It's not for naught. It's not stam happens to be that way. Because there's an Indian why Kriyas Mishal Arvis is the first mitzvah. Shehi Ureishis is the Reishis. K'moshin is Bar Le'il. We explained earlier, the previous tickle, Kriyas Mishal Arvis is the Reishis. The person establishes, like we saw in the previous tickle, the person has to establish by night. This man shechiva, a person has to establish that even b'shas, a person is namatzif from by night. A person is namatzif from shechiva, menuche, kam b'shachvoy al mitosoy, yed al ifnei miu shoychif. The person has to realize that v'hine Hashem nitzavolo v'miyankiv avinu. That even when he doesn't do anything, he's still, he's davuk in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, even b'shal shein. And that was the previous tikkun that we spoke about by Arichas, and he alludes to it right now. K'moshin is Bar Leil. Ki hu brachas achas, the idea of Krishma Shel Arvis, Krishma, Chlau, and brachas is one, like we said before. In the second tikkun is based, and even brachas, the brachas, it gives that person a hakara. That everything that Rabbanu Shel Olam from Yachad Kol Ma'aseh Hashem, that's through the bracha. That the idea, the mim of Archon, to who he makes the bracha, I should psai brachas on the hen, psai brachas on mitzvahs, and so on. After Ascholas Aknisa, the Torah is the bracha the person makes. So both ideas, psai brachas and psai krishma, they're both the same Indian. But from two different angles. He says, Raksha Brochas befrat ma ha-maisen. Brochas is on the prat of the maisen. Shakal ni b'dvoroi. Amoy tilechem in o'aretz. Brochas ha-mitz, ha-shek et shonim ha-mitzvahiz of Sivonu, ala tilas yedayim, v'chul and so on, all these mitzvahs. So that's kind of mitzvah the Rabbonon, but ala tilas luliv, l'niach tfilin, ala mitzvah tfilin, all these achen is in the prat. Every single maisen I'm doing, I have a korah, I have a recognition that everything is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's the Shem Shemaim, it's all for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Psai Binyanim Ruchniyim, and even Binyanim Gashmiyim. The Zuh Bechlau, but Kriyashma is Bechlau. It's a Kloliyas Dikke Kabbalah of Olmal Cheshemaim. It's a Kloliyas Dikke V'atam Advekim Hashem Olekeichem. I'll call Maise Hakime, on the whole Maise of Kime. The person gets up, like you said before, in Oiz Gimel, the whole Maise Hakime, the person gets up, the person realizes, and he has the hakara and the recognition that b'yoyim kam voisik b'malachtoi. He has olam chashamayim shekol ma'aseh yidushem shemayim. Everything he does throughout the day, everything is l'shem shemayim. Like he brings up the more erev d'anan poyal d'imomo poyalim. Everything is l'shem shemayim. V'alkom ma'aseh shchiv, like we said before. So may the Krishna brachas complement each other in the klala and the prat. There's an Indian from being a Kabbalah to Malach Shemayim, but even Kloli. And then the idea of Kabbalah to Malach Shemayim, but even Proti, on the specific thing that a person does. It's very important to have signed the Klal and signed the Prat. Because many times in the Prat, a person might not be able to have that Yishuv HaDas, to be able to be Mezdavik in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the specific thing that he's doing right now. when he has the klal, the klal is the kabbalah of Amar Shemayim, he's able to be constantly under the influence of Kabbalah Oyer, then it's easier for him to, than in the Dova Protein, the specific thing that he does, the individual thing that he does, to be able to be Mizdavik, Bekoinai, and to have the Shaviz Hashem and Negisam, and everything is the Ramon Shalayla. So that's why it's very, very important to have the Klal also. Because the Prat sometimes doesn't always work at that moment. But you have the Klal, this is a Yisoy that's brought down many times. It's for Magdoshim, Nishbet Razin. Specifically based on the Zohar Kodesh, be hidden in the Yetzirah, less man the matka, the Yetzirah, Pshat, the Yetzirah is around and is overpowering the person with the Koyach and the sign that is bringing him through. There's no one, the Yetzirah is nowhere to be seen. So, how does a person have this Gabriel on the Yetzirah? If be hidden in the Yetzirah, less man the matka, the Yetzirah, no one mentioning the Yetzirah, there's no Yetzirah to be seen for miles around and around. So, it's because you have the quality of the Kabbalah's oil from beforehand, and that can help the person that when the Yetzirah actually does attack, the quality of the Kabbalah's oil can kick in and help him overpower the Yetzirah in this specific moment as well. I wrote that many, many times. And I don't have all the swarm in front of me, so I don't have, a clear place right now, but I wrote that many, many times, and that's the oifen, how a person is to be mezgabe on the Yetzirah, is when he has a klal. Because sometimes the practice is not going to work, but either the Yetzirah less mathematically, the Yetzirah has no koyach over him right now. The Yetzirah is the one that's overpowering. But you have the klal from before. So the same thing is also in the Kabbalah Zohar Malach Shemayim, in the Shavit Hashem, the Negdi Summit. Many times by the Prat, you don't have that ability, Nish Vadas, to be able to actually have the recognition of Shehakol Niv Dvoro in this specific thing. When the Ashek Shonu B'mitzvot of Tzivonu of this specific mitzvah that he's doing. The Gash Mizruch is by both. Many times the person is just right now, this moment, or you woke up on the wrong side. Right now, this moment, he doesn't have the Yishev Adas. But the life of Klali, the person is constantly being the Kabbalah upon the Olam HaShemayim. He's constantly trying to understand and recognize and to internalize this idea and this concept of Shach B'chov, Kamecha, and Meila. Then it's much easier for the person, the specific individual moment that he has, to connect and attach himself to that Kabbalah's oil that he is constantly chazering within himself. So Shal Arvis Koydim. Kriyshma Shal Arvis comes first. You know why he says Kedeposach Beitana Dakro Koy. The Tanakh begins the Mishnah, Meimas Akoydim Shema Be'arvim. And the Gemara specifically asks over in the Gemara Brachas Dav Beis, why does it say first Kriyshma Shal Arvin? Why does it start first with Kriyshma Shal Arvis before Kriyshma Shal Shach? The Gemara answers two terutzim. First, it says Akro Koy, goes on the Pasuk of Shach B'chov Kamecho. Says Shchiva before Kima, since the Pasuk of Kriyshma begins Shchiva before Kima, so that's why the Mishnah begins with Kriyshma Shel Arvis. And the second Teretz is the Aleph continues and brings on the second Teretz, the Aleph Mebriyasa Shel Oilom. Just like it says Vayyer Vayivoyke Yoyim Echot, the Erev comes before the Boyke by Briyasa Oilom. So too, Kriyashma is learned out from that as well. Now, on a side note, a little bit in the Olam HaLamdis, in the Olam HaVona of the Gemara, because this is what Rav Tzadik, what the Kohen is alluding to over here right now. It's very, very shver shtick of Gemara. The Gemara asks, it should say Shachas before Arvis. It should say Shachas before Arvis. Why? We don't know the day begins at night. Yes, every Ingel and Cheder, every child knows that by Yidden, the night is before the day. But the Goyish world, the day starts with the day, with the morning, and then the night. But by the Yidden, we start with the night, and then the day. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows every Yom Tov, every single Shabbos, everything begins at night. It's about the Poshut Moed. What's the Gemara Shaila? Why should we start with Shachas, not with Arvis? It's more Poshut, it's more Mstavit to start with Arvis. So what type of question is that? So Tosis, to a certain extent over there, alludes to this question. And he says, we find by the carbon Tomid that the Pasuk starts off with the Tomid Shal Shacha. That's what Tosis brings down. In other words, we find somewhere that there is a concept already of Boike before Erev, by the carbon Tomid. So maybe the Gemara says, maybe over here should be the same as well. The Gemara says, no. First, that's a very poshut. Because Krishma itself, the pasuk says, B'shach b'chon ben b'komecho. So anechlam, you have the carbon tomit, which it says, boike before Erev, but that's the carbon tomit. Krishma can't be the same as carbon tomit, because by Krishma, Kufa, the pasuk says, B'shach b'chon before b'komecho. And the second teret, and here's what's confusing, is Yalef me'briyos shaloylo. We don't have from Briyos Oylo. To the Yerevay Boike Yemechot. Why is Briyas Oilam more convincing than the carbon tomit? According to Taisvis, the Gemara's question was based on a place that we find Boike before Eretz, which is by the carbon tomit. So why is Briyas Oilam more of a Manda Omar? Oh, but by Briyas Oilam we find by Yerevay Boike Yemechot. That's all, and that's why. So we find one place where we find Eretz before Boike, and then we find another place where we find Boike before Eretz. So why are you choosing one over the other? The first teretz is because Krishma itself, the pasuk says b'shach b'chol k'mecho. So by Krishma itself, we always start with the shechiza before the kima. That's where the Mishnah begins with me'ayim v'zakari neshma ba'arvis. But the second teretz, which doesn't utilize this pasuk of b'shach b'chol k'mecho, instead it chooses to go with the pasuk of yerev v'yivoyke. Okay, very nice. So you have one place to the yerev before boyke, and we have carbon tomid, which was part of the question according to Tosfos, which we said has to be that we're basing it on something, or else it wouldn't be a question. It says Boike before Erev. Why is Krishma more identified with Briyas Oilam? More than with, more, and that would be a convincing argument to say, oh, but once we find Briyas Oilam, so forget about carbon tomit. There's no question anymore. And this is where Apsadik Dekain says, we learn over here, something amazing. We learn that Krishma is identified specifically with Briyas Oilam, and Briyas Oilam is what Krishma is all about. The Shtikl Me'ashloyach over here is brought down, the coin brings him down, and Sefer David Tzedek. Sefer David Tzedek from Atzadik HaKoyin, he brings down over there B'Shem Demei HaShloyach, Ashtikol, it's not brought down in the Sefer Demei HaShloyach itself, but it's brought down by the Koyin of David Tzedek. And he said over there, Azoy, V'shamati, and I heard, Tam Nochoin, the Kriya Shema Toldi B'Shchiva V'Kima, he says, Krishma is Toldi in Shchiva and Kima, V'Mein Shoichiv Eich Kom, Alken Shchiva Kedemes. So the Moedig Gemot, he says. We'll get to this in a moment. Let's remember this, the shtickle me'ah shalei, we'll get to the shtickle in a moment. What does the coin over here say? V'yalef me'b'riyas ha'shalei, he says, l'inin kabbalas oil ma'al ha'shamayim. We don't have to b'riyas oilam, l'inin kabbalas oil ma'al ha'shamayim. The b'reishach ha'shoyche, first is darkness. Kriya shema has learned that from b'riyas oilam, because oil ma'al ha'shamayim works the same way as b'riyas oilam. Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashmayim has to be the same Seder of Briyas Oilam. The same Seder of Ayerev Ayivoykir Yemechot, the same Seder has to be Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashmayim. The Bereishah Hashoyche first is darkness. So Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashmayim, you need a Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashmayim, Af Mitoich HaChoyshech, even from the darkness, V'Asichlus. Sichlus means the person is a matzav of Shtus, the matzav of doing Aveir, Tipshus. Ein Odom, like the Gemara says, "Hachoyshech v'asichlus v'heder ha'maisen," a lack of maisen, a lack of accomplishment. The nighttime symbolizes a lack of doing, a lack of being poil, of having pulis, because that's the nighttime. Now that symbolizes the night. Then, by the Hachoyshech, the first thing a person has to have kabbalas or malach shemayim. A person has to recognize and be mekabel upon themselves as kabbalah olam al chashmayim, even when the person is a matzav from chashkes, even when the person is a matzav from darkness, even when the person is a matzav of tipshis, matzav of sichlus, the head of amaisim. The first step that a person has to do is be mekabel olam al chashmayim in that situation. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom says. Bereishah hashoyche. Sounds like Briyas Oilam begins with darkness before light, and the reason is because less than the Hoyra Ella, he did not make Magoich HaShoich. The Zohar Kodesh brings down, there is no light like the light that comes out of a darkness. The light that emerges from a darkness is a much more powerful light because it's appreciated much more. It lights up something that was not lit up before. When you have no darkness, then the light that's there is not appreciated, it's not understood. It's not recognized as being a light. It's just recognized as being a constant. But when there's a darkness and the light emerges from the darkness, that light has the koiches of overpowering the darkness. It's not a light that's there. It's a light that overpowers the darkness that it emerged from. The ma'at min ha'or adoicha harbi min ha'choshech, because that or pushes away darkness and it overpowers a chashchus, a terrible chashchus that's there. And this is the darkness of the bria vayerev, then is a vayi voike. The lesson of ha'or Allah, he did not go chashchus, the mentioned chum, the famous mentioned chum brings down, God, those that go in darkness have difficulties. Ruchnis and Gashmis, eventually, God will emerge to see a light which overpowers the darkness. It gives them the ability to be mezgaber on the Choshech, to be mezgaber on the Sichlis, on the Hedra Maisim, and the lack of accomplishment. And this Koyach of Or is a much more powerful Or. This Koyach of Or is a much more powerful Or than any other Or possible. So just like Bria's Olam works that way, Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim has to work that way as well. This is what the Meir Shaloyach, this is what Abtzadik brings down from the Meir Shaloyach, like we just said before. The reason why Kedushim is told is Man Shechiva, Man Kimen. So the Dovid Tzadik, the kind of Dovid Tzadik brings down, he says, this is what he heard from his Rebbe, Tam Nochoy, because Im Ein Shoychiv Eich Kam, Yiddish. As a man who likes technisch, we can in the hofstel. This is the way I heard it. If a person doesn't lie down, you can't get up. The only way a person can be a kum, if there's a shechiza beforehand, you can't wake up if you don't go to sleep, right? That's what the parents tell the children. Those are always when they want to wake up already because they have a trip the next day, something exciting. If you don't go to sleep, you won't be able to wake up. You first have to have the shechiza, the sheva yipol tzadik. You need the sheva yipol tzadik, then you can be a kum. The Shechiva is koydem because the Shechiva can bring about a kima. A person can be up by day, but this being up and this is being calm, this getting up, overpowering the choshech of the darkness of the night, and reaching the lahagid baboykech aldecho, based on the emunoscha baleilos that a person has. When a person has the emunah of baleilos, a person has the emunah that shines out from the darkness, and then you reach a hakara recognition of lahagid baboykech, Chazdecha, and the person sees with the clarity of his own eyes, he sees the Chazdei Hashem. He sees the clarity of the daytime. The Yom symbolizes the Lahagid Balaik Chazdecha. The Layla symbolizes the Chashcha, the darkness. So Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim has to work that way as well. First you need a Chashcha. First you have to be Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, the darkness. Because that's the most important. That established what a Yid is all about. Like we spoke the previous weeks about Nasa and Nishma. First, it has to be a Nasib, it has to be a Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. Even in the Choshech, even when there's a Heder HaMaisim, before Nishma, before you even know what you're doing, there's a Heder HaMaisim. It's even called a Sichmas also to a certain extent, Tipshus. Like the Gemara says, I'm a Paziza, a wild people, a wild nation. My Ravo was sitting on his finger and it was, and blood was oozing out of it and he didn't even realize. It's a wildness, it's a jump to jump in. But that's the first thing you need to Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. That's why Yalvus Mebriyot Shel Olam, the Kohen says, is because Briyas Olam dictates the same concept of Seder by Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim as well. That's why we compare it to Briyas Olam and not to the Korban Tumah. Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim has to be the Shechiva of the Kima. First has to be a Shechiva. In order for a person to have the Kima, has to have the clarity of the daytime. First you need the Shechiva. First you need Kabbalah's oil to walk into that darkness with a Munda Pshuta. With Dveikas Mirabonim Shel Olam, even when things don't seem to be right, there's a Choshech, there's a Sichlus, the head of Amayis, and V'oz, Soy for the Kaim of Ba'isha, then eventually it'll be Mekayim of Ba'isha, like Gemara says, saying the Mishnah. In Pirkei Avos, Kolam Kaim, Rabbi Yonis, Kolam Kaim, and Satoyim Yoni, Soy for the Kaim of Ba'isha. First, if you mekayim the toyim yoni, mekayim means you have the kiyum, the kabbalas of olam malchus shemayim. The yoni in the matzav of yoni of choshech, toy for the kaim of boishah. When the hoyer diyamama and the light of the daytime is a soga brura, it's a clear. It's lahagid baloyik chazdecha. You reach a clear asoga, a clear grasp of the Hashem, a clear grasp of His Galus Melikus. That's what brings about the Koy Chamaisa. The darkness is ahead of Ramaisa. This Nimsha Chamaisa, the Maisa emerges. This is a Gevaldike Yisoid, what the Koyin says. The Sefer David Tzedek over there, where he brings down same Maimo over there, he brings down the Ishbitz over there, in the Gea, the Shechid, and the Kim, he also brings down that there's a Chilik between the Yidin and the Rabbanim Shel Olam. The Gab the Rabbanim Shel Olam, it says, Yoytzer Oy Revoy Rechoshach. The Oy says before the Choshach. Yoytzer Oy Revoy Rechoshach. But by Yidin it's Fakert. That's because Betzad Eibishtim, when the Eibishtim are Shpiyat Oz, it's Yoytzer Oy Revoy Rechoshach, Mitzidoy. On his part, what emerges from him first is Yoytzer Oy Revoy Rechoshach. But we're Mekabel. What reaches us first is the Boy Rechoshach comes first. Because the choishach has to bring about the koich of the overpowering the choishach brings about a moedik or it brings about the gemaldika light. That light is a light that's priceless and even more. It's more of a clarity. It speaks about the sitka sada. We'll get with Beis Hashem. You know, ois kufay and dalit. I believe. It's pretty far out, but Be'ez Hashem we'll get to one day. Over there, he speaks about this Ba'arich of Godel, and he speaks about this Nekuda of the clarity that comes out, emerges from the Choshech, and the clarity that even Tzaddik and Gemurim don't have, because they don't have this Nefida. They're only someone that passed through. You had the Shefi Yibot Tzaddik, then he has become. You have a Shechiva, you have a Kim. Get up. If a person doesn't fall, you don't get up. He's on the person standing. But he doesn't have that strength of character to overpower another wave. Any wave, because he never conquered it. The fact that you see two people standing, but one fell and stood up, but one is just standing the whole time, the one that fell and stood up has more of ability to withstand because the roots are strong, because he overpowered in the fila. He got up from the fila. That's the light that emerges from a darkness. The machshakim oshivani is a choshech. Eventually, the light that comes out from that choshech. That's what strengthens the person and gives him the koyach and gives him the chizik. So if you have two people standing, but one person standing, it could be like a piece of paper standing. Any wind that comes, it blows. He falls down. But another person standing, but he's a nachshon. He has the strength because he overpowered every choshech that he overpowers. Every kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim that he had a choshech brings about a kabbalah oil from the oil from the Kishmer Shal Shachis because he overpowered one choshech and another choshech. He emerged with a light that came out of that darkness. And this is why Chazal with Kaveya Kishmer Shal Arvin is the first mitzvah the person has first mitzvah because. When a person enters the world of Torah and mitzvahs, when he becomes a mitzvah, kayadua, is that till now it was the Yetzirah. Now the Yetzirah came into the picture as well. But he has to overpower the Yetzirah. The person has to look, the Yetzirah sometimes has more strength than the Yetzirah because he began much earlier. 13 years he's already busy setting his roots and establishing all the Talmidim that are going to work with this person over here. And the Yetzirah comes to pretty much finish the situation over here with the Yetzirah at 13 years to prepare. But you have Kishmer Shal Arvis, you have Kishmer Shal Arvis in Chashchus that establishes the strength of the person. That's what gives the person the Koyach. Ba-Mitzvah, the Koyach, the overpower. He's Kabbal upon himself, Olam al-Hashemayim. The first Shema, Yisrael Hashem, Lekeinu Hashem Echad. He says, as Ba-Mitzvah, in that first dark, that first night, first Chashchus, the first true Chashchus that he had, as a Bachi Yovah, that's what gives the person the Koyach. That's the Hodeh Allah, he did not make Koyach HaShoyach. It's become a Shtiklech. The emphasis is that it happens to be that tonight is Chodesh Menachem Av, you need the Shtiklech, maybe we're supposed to learn a few weeks ago, but I might say it's Ashkocha, everything has a Chesh, that we should learn this tonight together. In Chodesh Menachem Av, the Shtiklech is Yankiv HaKoylu, So more dig shtickle, but you know, one nekuda, which is mamish relevant to the concept I was speaking about. Shchodesh Menachemov, he has a shtickle, and he bases it on the pasuk of Hashrei Adam Shemeyali. Lishkoi Daldal. So it's a yom yom a pasuk of Mishlei. It is from Shemiyah. He says the Medrash Hash the Hashrei Adam Hashav the Adam Shabishash Shmuyis of Li. His shmuyis, things that he hears from me. He says, we're used to thinking always that the koyach ha-re'iyah of sight is stronger than the koyach ha-shmiyah. When you see something clear, it's stronger than the koyach ha-shmiyah, you just hear about it, which is true usually. But sometimes there's a koyach ha-shmiyah which is stronger than the koyach ha-re'iyah because re'iyah, you won't see the tmimis, you won't see what's really there. You could be fooled by what you see. You just see sometimes the external. When a person is shemeyah, he hears beyond the external. In Yiddish, it's called derherin. He hears beyond what's lying in front of him. That koyach ha-shmiyah is the strongest because it reaches the pnimius of what's going on. And that's Chodesh Menachemov. Chodesh Menachemov, many times on the outside, there seems to be mamish, a lack of clarity mamish. It's mamish, man of Chorban, it's man of, and it's not just, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is all began by the Meraglim even. But sometimes you have the koyach ha-shmiyah, you hear beyond what you see. And you understand that there's an oymik, in the chashchas of Menachemov, in the chashchas of the 9 days, in the chashchas of Yimei Achor and Yimei Evil, the Yidna Mesabel of the Bati Mekdoshes, in that chashchas, in that darkness, there's a gewaldika or that's waiting to shine out, and the person has to connect himself in the Zabak, in that or that's there, to be Shemeya, to listen, Shmoyz of Li, to listen to what lies beyond over there. Listen carefully and closely, you'll be able to hear the footsteps of Mashiach coming. Listen, if you listen closely beyond, you'll see the darkness, that the light that emerges from the darkness. This is a Chodesh Menachemov. The Ma'asim saying it's a Hashgacha that we learned, we bring them from the Rebbe Rabbe, the Maggid of Mezrich, that these days a person can find the Rebbe Yishlam much closer and speak to him more than throughout the year because the Rebbe Yishlam is Kaviyachal, not home. He's not in his dwelling. He's roaming the fields of Elach Basoda, bringing down for the Rebbe Rabbe, by the Mizritcha Maggit, where we can take a look at the shtickle. The reason was Medakri Kamachnum, the Nyonim Ben Yamsorim, all shtickle he brings out. This is the concept that's what we're saying over here, the Kabbalah Kol Malch Shemayim and the Choyshech, which brings about the or the light that comes out, that comes from that darkness. The person listens closely. You hear. You can hear what lies beyond. Spoke about this last week a little bit. What lies beyond the darkness that's there on Tisha B'Av? Gula. What lies beyond is the Gula, the Ora Gula that's shining out already from then, from the Shas HaChorban and on. And this is mamash, the Chayishach that a person has to try to reach that light. There's a light there that's waiting to shine out, and the person has to try to reach that light. Shmoyz Havli, the famous stick of the Me'ash Leach, he brings down the Pasuk Eshmo Ma'idabra Kei. Says that the Melech HaTilim says, Eshma Ma'idabra Kel, I want to hear what the Rebbe Yishlam says. I want to hear what the Rebbe Yishlam says. In other words, we see what the Rebbe Yishlam speaks to us. You know, sometimes it's voice and shell, Musav Techach. Sometimes, you know, the Eibishter punishes Klal Yisrael, Kevel Chas V'Sholem. Sometimes not everything is so rosy and dandy to our eyes. You know, it seems to us like a Shasa Chorb, Shasa Evil, we see some things which aren't for Gishmak. But Eshma Ma'idabra Kael, I want to hear what the Ebrisha speaks amongst himself over there. Bein Adabin Atzmoy, what did he say over there in the Pamali Shalmaida? Not to us. Sometimes to us he has, you know, Panam Zayafos. Many times, like a parent has a stern face, a Rebbe has a stern face because he has to teach something. But really, I'm saying, you know, deep down, the love is there. It's just, you know, something he has to just, you know, put up a facade, put up a show. I want to hear what the Rebbe Yishlam speaks over there. Ben Yehuda Ben Atzmoy, he adabes shalom alamoy v'lavodos. Over there, he speaks only shalom, only divrei shalom, only good things. That's really what he wants for Klal Yisrael. And that means that deep down, that's what's there. The or that's the or that's there. We don't realize it. We don't see it. But when the person has the koyach of shmiyah, the shmiyah, not the shmiyah on the chitzon yitzik shmiyah, the pnimi yitzik shmiyah. A person can hear what's beyond the things that he sees, and he sees that, and he's able to connect himself to that or that's there from the Choyshech. I'll just finish over the one shtickle in the Bisyanki is a koil and parish of Mishpatim, which is also a compliment to the shtickle over here. He brings down to this two anhogas that the Eibishter has with Klal Yisrael. There's an anhog of Anoich Hashem Anikecha Asher Tzitzich Meretz Mitzrayim. And there's a pasuk in Hosea with Anoich Hashem Anikecha Meretz Mitzrayim. One of them is Asher Tzitzich Meretz Mitzrayim, I took the out of Meretz Mitzrayim. The other one is Anoich Hashem Anikecha, the same thing. Meretz Mitzrayim. From Meretz Mitzrayim. And this is Mamaj and Nakuda that we see in the shtickle over in Tzitzka Tzadik. The Eibishter has made a Klal Yisrael even when they're in Mitzrayim. Am Hashem Anikecha even Meretz Mitzrayim. Avandit is Asher Tzitzich Meretz Mitzrayim. I take you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, which is the order that comes from the Choshech. We have to realize that even in the Choshech, the Kabbalah of Malach Shemayim, there's a Noich Hashem Lekecha, even in Eretz Mitzrayim, in the Tumah, in the Erba Sahara, as the person finds himself in the pit, he finds himself in a rut, and he finds himself under a Gevaldige Koyach Fenisyonis, when he gets to Horeb, there's a Gevaldige Chashchel Sichwil, the end of Amaisen, that the Koyin says, Afel became a person of the Kabbalah upon himself of Malach Shemayim, and he's Oich to reach the Noich Hashem Lekecha, Asher Tzeisich Eretz Mitzrayim, I'll take you out and bring you to light. That emerges from that darkness and the person becomes stronger and stronger. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, which is Zoyche. The Yom Me'ele should be the Hepach, Me'yogah, and Simcha, able to Yom Tif. Should be able to pray with Tisha B'Av together, Yom Tif and Yishlaim, Me'akodesh, with the Mashiach Tzkenu, Be'ez Hashem.
Amen.